بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All praise be to Allah. And may the blessings and the peace of Allah descend upon the Prophet Muhammad, his family, his companions, and upon all those who show loyalty to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Insha'Allah, you are going to listen to a chosen collection from Al-Ahadith Al-Qudusiyyah, the sacred hadiths of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These sacred hadiths are of a special type, narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authorized to him by the Almighty Allah, through revelation, or in dreams, or by inspiration, and sometimes by the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, upon where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter worded and phrased the hadiths as he wished. And due to this authorization, the hadiths therefore gained sacred status. I sincerely ask and beg Allah the Almighty to bless this humble effort and to give reward to all the brothers and sisters who listen and benefit from this tape. Hadith number 1. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قضى الله الخلق كتب في كتابه على نفسه فهو موضوع عنده إن رحمتي تغلب غضبي رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah decreed the creation, he pledged himself by writing in his book which is laid down with him, my mercy prevails over my wrath. Related by Muslim. Number 2. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله تعالى كذبني ابن آدم ولم يكن له ذلك وشتمني ولم يكن له ذلك فأما تكذيبه إياي فقوله لن يعيدني كما بدأني وليس أول الخلق بأهون علي من إعادته وأما شتمه إياي فقوله اتخذ الله ولدا وأنا الأحد الصمد لم ألد ولم أولد ولم يكن لي كفوا أحد رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Allah the Almighty has said, the son of Adam denied me, and he had no right to do so, and he reviled me, and he had no right to do so. As for his denying me, it is his saying, he will not remake me as he made me at first. Allah says, and the initial creation of him is no easier for me than remaking him. As for his reviling me, it is his saying, Allah has taken to himself a son, while I am the one, the everlasting refuge. I begot not, nor was I begotten, and there is none comparable to me. Related by Al-Bukhari. Number 3. عن زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله عنه قال صلى لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الصبح بالحديبية على إثر سماء كانت من الليلة فلما انصرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقبل على الناس فقال لهم هل تدرون ماذا قال ربكم؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال أصبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر فأما من قال مطرنا بفضل الله ورحمته فذلك مؤمن بي كافر بالكواكب وأما من قال مطرنا بنوء كذا وكذا فذلك كافر بي مؤمن بالكواكب. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, led the morning prayer for us at Al-Hudaybiyah, following rainfall during the night. When the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finished, he faced the people and said to them, Do you know what your Lord has said? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, This morning one of my servants became a believer in me and one a disbeliever. As for him who said, We have been given rain by virtue of Allah and His mercy, that one is a believer in me, a disbeliever in the stars. And as for him who said, We have been given rain by such and such a star, that one is a disbeliever in me, a believer in the stars. It was related by Al-Bukhari. Number 4. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله يسب بنو آدم الدهر وأنا الدهر بيدي الليل والنهار. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah said, Sons of Adam curse and swear at life, and I am life. In my hands are the night and the day. Related by Al-Bukhari. Number 5. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك فيه غيري تركته وشركه. رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah glorified and exalted be He said, I am so supreme and mighty, and in no need of any partners or associates. Thus, whomever does a deed for my sake, but intends to please someone else in association with me, I would renounce him to that one whom he associated with me. Related by Muslim. Number 6. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أول الناس يقضى يوم القيامة عليه رجل استشهد فأوتي به فعرفه نعمه فعرفها قال فما عملت فيها قال قاتلت فيك حتى استشهدت قال كذبت ولكنك قاتلت لأن يقال جريء فقد قيل ثم أمر به فسحب على وجهه حتى ألقي في النار ورجل تعلم العلم وعلمه وقرأ القرآن فأوتي به فعرفه نعمه فعرفها قال فما عملت فيها قال تعلمت العلم وعلمته وقرأت فيك القرآن قال كذب ولكنك تعلمت العلم ليقال عالم وقرأت القرآن ليقال هو قارئ فقد قيل ثم أمر به فسحب على وجهه حتى ألقي في النار ورجل وسع الله عليه وأعطاه من أصناف المال كله فأوتي به فعرفه نعمه فعرفها قال فما عملت فيها قال ما تركت من سبيل تحب أن ينفق فيها إلا أنفقت فيها لك قال كذبت ولكنك فعلت ليقال هو جواد فقد قيل ثم أمر به فسحب على وجهه ثم ألقي في النار رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, "The first of people against whom judgment will be pronounced on the day of resurrection will be a man who has died a martyr. He will be brought and Allah will make known to him his favors, and he will recognize them. The Almighty will say, 'And what did you do about them?' He will say, 'I fought for you until I died a martyr.' Allah will say, 'You have lied. You did but fight that it might be said of you, he is courageous.' And so it was said. Then he will be ordered to be dragged along on his face until he is cast into hellfire. Another will be a man who has studied religious knowledge and has taught it, and who used to recite the Quran. He will be brought and Allah will make known to him his favors, and he will recognize them. The Almighty will say, 'And what did you do about them?' He will say, 'I studied religious knowledge and I taught it, and I recited the Quran for your sake.' Allah will say, 'You have lied. You did but study religious knowledge that it might be said of you, he is learned, and you recited the Quran that it might be said of you, he is a reciter. And so it was said. Then he will be ordered to be dragged along on his face until he is cast into hellfire. Another will be a man whom Allah had made rich, and to whom he had given all kinds of wealth. He will be brought and Allah will make known to him his favors, and he will recognize them. The Almighty will say, 'And what did you do about them?' He will say, 'I left no path untrodden in which you like money to be spent without spending in it for your sake.' And Allah will say, 'You have lied. You did but do so that it might be said of you, he is open-handed. And so it was said. Then he will be ordered to be dragged along on his face until he is cast into hellfire.'" Related by Muslim. Number 7. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يعجب ربك من راعي غنم في رأس شظية الجبل يؤذن بالصلاة ويصلي، فيقول الله عز وجل: انظروا إلى عبدي هذا يؤذن ويقيم الصلاة يخاف مني، قد غفرت لعبدي وأدخلته الجنة. On the authority of عقبة بن عامر, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, 'Your Lord delights at a shepherd who on the peak of a mountain crag gives the call to prayer and prays. Then Allah, glorified and exalted be He, says to prayer and performs the prayer, he is in awe of me. I have forgiven my servant his sins and have admitted him to paradise.'" Related by An-Nasa'i. Number 8. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من صلى صلاة لم يقرأ فيها بأم القرآن أي سورة الفاتحة فهي خداج ثلاثا غير تمام. فقيل لأبي هريرة: إن نكون وراء الإمام. فقال: اقرأ بها في نفسك، فإني سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: قال الله عز وجل: قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين، ولعبدي ما سأل. فإذا قال العبد: الحمد لله رب العالمين، قال الله عز وجل: حمدني عبدي. وإذا قال: الرحمن الرحيم، قال الله عز وجل: أثنى علي عبدي. وإذا قال: مالك يوم الدين، قال الله: مجدني عبدي. وقال مرة: فوض إلي عبدي. فإذا قال: إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، قال: هذا بيني وبين عبدي، ولعبدي ما سأل، فإذا قال: اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، قال: هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said: A prayer performed by someone who has not recited Surah Al-Fatiha during it is deficient, and he repeated the word 3 times, incomplete. Someone said to Abu Huraira, even though we are behind the Imam? Abu Huraira said, recite it to yourself, for I have heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah mighty and sublime be He has said, I have divided prayer between myself and my servant into 2 halves, and my servant shall have what he has asked for. So when the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah mighty and sublime be He says, my servant has praised me. And when he says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah mighty and sublime be He says, my servant has exalted me. And when he says, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Allah says, my servant has glorified me. And on one occasion he said, my servant has submitted to my power. And when he says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, he says, this is between me and my servant, and my servant shall have what he has asked for. And when he says, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah says, this is for my servant, and my servant shall have what he has asked for. Related by Muslim. Number 9. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته، فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح، وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر. فإن انتقص من فريضته شيء قال الرب عز وجل: انظروا هل لعبدي من تطوع، فيكمل بها ما انتقص من الفريضة، ثم يكون سائر عمله على ذلك. رواه الترمذي. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first of his actions for which a servant of Allah will be held accountable on the day of resurrection will be his prayers. If they are in order, then he will have prospered and succeeded, and if they are wanting, then he will have failed and lost. If there is something defective in his obligatory prayers, the Lord glorified and exalted be He will say, see if my servant has any supererogatory prayers with which may be completed that which was defective in his obligatory prayers. Then the rest of his actions will be judged in like fashion. It was related by At-Tirmidhi. Number 10. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقول الله عز وجل: الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع شهوته وأكله وشربه من أجلي، والصوم جنة، وللصائم فرحتان: فرحة حين يفطر، وفرحة حين يلقى ربه، ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, Allah mighty and sublime be He says, fasting is mine, and it is I who give reward for it. A man gives up his sensual desires, his food and his drink for my sake. Fasting is like a shield, and he who fasts has two joys, a joy when he breaks his fast, and a joy when he meets his Lord. The change in the breath of the mouth of him who fasts is better in Allah's estimation than the fragrance of musk. It was related by Al-Bukhari. Number 11. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah said, spend, O son of Adam, and I shall spend on you. Related by Al-Bukhari. Number 12. عن أبي مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حوسب رجل ممن كان قبلكم فلم يوجد له من الخير شيء إلا أنه كان يخالط الناس وكان موسرا فكان يأمر غلمانه أن يتجاوز عن المعسر. قال أي رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله نحن أحق بذلك منك تجاوز عنه. رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abi Mas'ud al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a man from among those who were before you was called to account. Nothing in the way of good was found for him, except that he used to have dealing with people. And being well-to-do, he would order his servants to let off the men in straitened circumstances from repaying his debt. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah said, we are worthier than you of that. Let him free. Related by Muslim. Hadith 13. عن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه يقول كنت عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاءه رجلان أحدهما يشكو العيلة والآخر يشكو قطع السبيل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما قطع السبيل فإنه لا يأتي عليك إلا قليل حتى تخرج العير إلى مكة بغير خفير، وأما العيلة فإن الساعة لا تقوم حتى يطوف أحدكم بصدقته لا يجد من يقبلها منه، ثم لا يقفن أحدكم بين يدي الله ليس بينه وبينه حجاب ولا ترجمان يترجم له، ثم لا يقولن له ألم أوتك مالا، فلا يقولن بلى، ثم لا يقولن ألم أرسل إليك رسولا، فلا يقولن بلى، فينظر عن يمينه فلا يرى إلا النار، ثم ينظر عن شماله فلا يرى إلا النار، فليتقين أحدكم النار ولو بشق تمرة، فإن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Adi ibn Hatim, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there came to him two men. One of them was complaining of poverty, while the other was complaining of the highway robbers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as for the highway robbers, it will be but a short time before a caravan will be able to go out to Mecca without a guard. As for the poverty, the hour will not arrive before one of you takes his charity around without finding anyone to accept it from him. Then you will surely stand before Allah, there being no screen between you and him, nor an interpreter to translate for you. Then Allah will say to you, did I not bring you wealth? And you will say, yes. Then Allah will say, did I not send to you a messenger? And you will say, yes. And you will look to your right and will see nothing but hellfire. Then you will look to your left and will see nothing but hellfire. So let each of you protect himself against hellfire, be it with even half a date, as charity. And if you find it not, then with a kind word. Related by Al-Bukhari. Hadith 14. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لله تبارك وتعالى ملائكة سيارة فضلا يبتغون مجالس الذكر فإذا وجدوا مجلسا فيه ذكر قعدوا معهم وحف بعضهم بعضا بأجنحتهم حتى يملأوا ما بينهم وبين السماء فإذا انصرفوا عرجوا وصعدوا إلى السماء قال فيسألهم الله عز وجل وهو أعلم بهم من أين جئتم فيقولون جئنا من عند عباد لك في الأرض يسبحونك ويكبرونك ويهللونك ويحمدونك ويسألونك قال وما يسألوني قالوا يسألونك جنتك قال وهل رأوا جنتي قالوا لا أي رب قال سبحانه وتعالى فكيف لو رأوا جنتي قالوا ويستجيرونك قال ومما يستجيروني قالوا من نارك يا رب قال وهل رأوا ناري قالوا لا قال فكيف لو رأوا ناري قالوا ويستغفرونك قال فيقول قد غفرت لهم وأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأجرتهم مما استجاروا قال يقولون أي الملائكة رب فيهم فلان عبد خطاء إنما مر فجلس معهم قال فيقول وله غفرت هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Allah glorified and exalted be He has an extra abundance of angels who rove about seeking out gatherings in which Allah is being invoked. They sit with them and fold their wings around each other, filling that which is between them and between the lowest heaven. When the people in the gathering depart, the angels ascend and rise up to heaven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then Allah, mighty and sublime be He, asks them, though He is most knowing about them, from where have you come? And the angels will say, we have come from some servants of yours on earth. They were glorifying you, exalting you, witnessing that there is no God but you, praising you, and asking favors of you. Allah says, and what do they ask of me? The angels say, they ask of your paradise. Allah says, and have they seen my paradise? They say, no, O Lord. Allah says, and how would it be were they to have seen my paradise? Then the angels say, and they ask protection of you. Allah says, from what do they ask protection of me? They say, from your hellfire, O Lord. Allah says, and have they seen my hellfire? They say, no. Then Allah says, and how would it be were they to have seen my hellfire? Then the angels say, and they ask for your forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then Allah says, I have forgiven them and I have bestowed upon them what they have asked for, and I have granted them sanctuary from that of which they ask protection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the angels say, O Lord, among them is so and so, a much sinning servant, who was merely passing by and sat down with them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah says, and to him too I have given forgiveness. He who sits with such people shall not suffer. It was related by Muslim. Hadith 15. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله تعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم وإن تقرب إلي بشبر تقربت إليه ذراعا وإن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا وإن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah the Almighty says, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. And if he makes mention of me in a gathering, I make mention of him in a gathering better than it. And if he draws near to me a handspan, I draw near to him an arm's length. And if he draws near to me an arm's length, I draw near to him a fathom's length. And if he comes to me walking, I go to him at speed. Related by Al-Bukhari. Hadith 16. عن أبي عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه عز وجل قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله له عنده حسنة كاملة فإن هو هم بها فعملها كتبها الله له عنده عشر حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة ومن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله له عنده حسنة كاملة فإن هو هم بها فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and the peace of Allah be upon him, that among the sayings he relates from his Lord, glorified and exalted be he, is that he said, Allah has written down the good deeds and the bad ones. Then he explained it by saying that he who has intended a good deed but did not do it, Allah writes it down as a full good deed. But if he did do it, Allah writes it down as from 10 good deeds to 700 times, to many times over. And if he has intended a bad deed but did not do it, Allah writes it down as a full good deed. But if he does it, Allah writes it down as one bad deed. Related by Muslim. Hadith 17. عن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم، يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم، يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم، يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم، يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا، يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر، يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه، رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abi Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that among the sayings he relates from his Lord, may he be glorified, is that Allah says, O my servant, I have made oppression forbidden for myself and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except for those I have fed. So seek food of me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are bare, except for those I have covered. So seek clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not gain harm so as to harm me, and you will not gain benefit so as to benefit me. O my servants, where the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, where the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, where the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request of me, and were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have, any more than if a needle is dipped into the sea and withdrawn. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I reckon up for you, and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. Related by Muslim. Hadith 18. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل يقول يوم القيامة يا ابن آدم مرضت فلم تعدني، قال يا رب وكيف أعودك وأنت رب العالمين، قال أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مرض فلم تعد. أما علمت أنك لو عدت لوجدتني عنده؟ يا ابن آدم استطعمتك فلم تطعمني. قال: يا رب، وكيف أطعمك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال: أما علمت أنه استطعمك عبدي فلان فلم تطعمه؟ أما علمت أنك لو أطعمته لوجدت ذلك عندي؟ يا ابن آدم استسقيتك فلم تسقني. قال: يا رب، كيف أسقيك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال: استسقاك عبدي فلان فلم تسقه. أما إنك لو سقيته لوجدت ذلك عندي؟ رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah Mighty and Sublime be He, will say on the day of resurrection, O son of Adam, I fell ill, and you visited me not. He will say, O Lord, and how should I visit you when you are the Lord of the worlds? Allah will say, Did you not know that my servant so-and-so had fallen ill, and you visited him not? Did you not know that had you visited him, you would have found me with him? O son of Adam, I asked you for food and you fed me not. He will say, O Lord, and how should I feed you when you are the Lord of the worlds? Allah will say, Did you not know that my servant so-and-so asked you for food and you fed him not? Did you not know that had you fed him, you would surely have found that reward with me? O son of Adam, I was in need of water and asked you, and you gave me not. He will say, O Lord, how should I give you water when you are the Lord of the worlds? Allah will say, My servant so-and-so asked you to give him drink, and you gave him not. Had you given him to drink, you would have surely found that reward with me. Related by Muslim. Hadith 19. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل الكبرياء ردائي والعظمة إزاري فمن نازعني واحدا منهما قذفته في النار. رواه أبو داود. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah glorified and exalted be He said, Pride is my cloak and greatness my robe. And he who competes with me in respect of either of them, I shall cast into hellfire. Related by Abu Dawood. Hadith 20. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه اثنين ويوم الخميس فيغفر لكل عبد لا يشرك بالله شيئا إلا رجلا كانت بينه وبين أخيه شحناء فيقال أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا أنظروا هذين حتى يصطلحا. رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, On Mondays and Thursdays, the gates to paradise open, and every servant of Allah who associates nothing with Allah will be forgiven, except for the man who has a grudge against his brother. About them, it will be said, Delay these two until they are reconciled. Delay these two until they are reconciled. Delay these two until they are reconciled. It was related by Muslim. Hadith 21. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله تعالى ثلاثة أنا خصمهم يوم القيامة رجل أعطى بي ثم غدر ورجل باع حرا فأكل ثمنه، ورجل استأجر أجيرا فاستوفى منه ولم يعطه أجره. رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that Allah the Almighty said, "There are three kinds of men whom I shall prosecute on the day of resurrection. A man who has given his word by me and has broken it. A man who has sold a free man as a slave and has consumed the price. A man who has hired a workman, has exalted his due in full from him, and has not given him his wage." It was related by Al-Bukhari.